What the fuck?
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 G'day, Glenn from FakeChimp.net, here with another episode of What the Fuck Was That? The micro podcast that heaps shit on bad films quicker than you can think up an idiom to describe how quick it is. Everyone hates the tax department. I mean, if it wasn't for them, we wouldn't have Crocodile Dundee in Los Angeles.
Fucking pricks!
With Paul Hogan feeling the pinch from the tax department, he had little choice but to return back to the well that he swore he would never tap into again. And there really aren't words to describe Crocodile Dundee 3. Of course, Mick is back, he's living in the Aussie bush with his wife and his son, not some shanty, I might add, but a swank luxurious retreat. His wife gets an offer for a high-paying job in LA, and they pack their bags up and head back to the USA, where all of the stale fish-out-of-water tricks that they milked in the first two films are rehashed in this truly awful and mind-numbing way. Okay, so I do have to admit, I was excited for Part 3 when it was first announced. I loved the first movie, I dug the second movie, and with the knowledge of Simon Winsor directing,
Farlap, Free Willy, Daryl, Harley Davidson and the Marlboro Man, and a heap more,
there was a glimmer of hope for this unnecessary and shameless sequel. I was sitting in the cinema watching it, and I recall the first 10 minutes vividly. I actually laughed out loud and I thought, hey, this might be pretty good. But those 10 minutes came and went, and the rest of the movie was a cliched, riddled stink fest. The cinematic equivalent to soggy bread. The whole movie reeks of desperation. It was one man's attempt to earn some quick bucks and to hell with his pride.
Or his legacy.
Why Los Angeles? I mean, he's done the Aussie in Yanktown twice already. Surely a third adventure should have him staying in the outback or giving him some new ground to venture into. I'm sure I could have come up with a better synopsis if you gave me half an hour and some liquid inspiration. And why the fuck introduce a son? Yeah, I get that Mick Dundee is a human. He has the ability to reproduce. But why make the kid such an obnoxious, goody-two-shoes, pain-in-the-ass demon child that makes you want to shove him in a sleeping bag and hang him from a branch over croc-infested water? And get a load of this. According to IMDb, they once considered a crossover movie with Mick Dundee and Axel Foley teaming up. Oh man, I don't want to talk about this anymore. Crocodile Dundee in Los Angeles can go fuck itself. Stupid fucking movie pissing on my childhood memories and stuff. But in the meantime, you can hit us up on iTunes, Podbean and Stitcher. You can find us on Facebook and Twitter and watch us on YouTube. That's all from me. I'll catch you on the other side of the billabong, ya bogans.